Today, of course, is the Super Bowl with the Eagles taking on the Chiefs, and this is one of, if not the biggest day in sports for the year. That's proven with the number of people who will watch the game. Add to that the money spent in ways connected to the game, $7 million for a 30-second TV commercial, $16 billion being bet on the game. It's a place sports fans, they want to be there. There's another wonderful place for a sports fan to be, the Bible. Oh, it's true. There are quite a few references to sports in the Bible. Let's see here. There's track and field. Yeah, really. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You like NASCAR? Well, here's a verse for you from Nahum chapter 2, verse 4. The chariots rage in the streets. They jostle one another in the broad roads. They seem like torches. They run like lightning. Maybe horse racing is your passion. That's the case. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5, where God says to Jeremiah, if you have run with a footman and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? Guess what? Even wrestling appears in the Bible. We find that in Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 28. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. By the way, do you know who Jacob's opponent was in that main event matchup? A few context clues there. God. So what do these references to sports in the Bible have in common? Well, just like in every sport, those who compete with success receive the reward. In the game later today, the winner will receive a trophy, championship recognition, which will last until next season, then will be most likely awarded to another team. In the instances of sports competitions in the Bible, those who succeed receive a blessing, an eternal reward. Now that's the prize to keep your eye on. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.